Your name?
Eric Woods.
Eric Woods, tonight you attended a town hall meeting in Ward 5 with Mayor Vincent Gray and your daughter, Miranda Woods, who has spoken out on numerous occasions now about Hardy Middle School, spoke out yet again. First, I wonder if you could describe the situation at Hardy right now.
Hardy is in a chaotic state. Hardy has, until last week, had a principal that was over two schools, and the lack of leadership, the lack of experience dealing with middle schoolers as opposed to elementary schoolers has allowed a climate in Hardy to just deteriorate. No more quality teaching going on, no more quality in atmosphere. Everything is deteriorated at Hardy. More fights, more violence, things that never happened in the past at Hardy are going on this year. It's just a level of respect for authority from the kids, because there's no authority, no leadership exhibited by the administrators. It's just ruined the place since September.
Vincent Gray ran on the slogan of one city. You wrote a piece on Martin Luther King Day talking about Hardy, and it really, in a lot of ways, represents what one city would look like. Talk about the demographics and of Hardy Middle School.
Hardy Middle School is probably about 70 to 75% African American. Then there's whites, there's Asians, there's Hispanics that make up the rest of the 25%. That's the demographics of the 6th, 7th, and 8th grade. What people are saying, this is in Georgetown. Georgetown hardly has any people of color in it, so how can they be students that are coming from that neighborhood? Well, that's right, but they are from feeder schools. They are coming from all over the city. Thanks. But they are from feeder schools. So they've gone to Hyde, they've gone to John Eaton, they've gone to Key Elementary, and that's how they end up at Hardy. It's these same students that are the ones that are scoring high in terms of middle schools already. So at Hardy, you have a smart, bright student body that is there and is a place that nurtures the education of the whole student, from music, from arts, from the academics, from the physical education. It's all there. That's what's one of the things that used to be attractive at Hardy.
Miranda, when she spoke, she raised the issue of the former principal, Patrick Pope, who was promoted to a school that doesn't exist and sits in administration. The possibility of him being returned. And she said she brought this up to Mayor Gray.
My name is Miranda Woods, and I go to Hardy Middle School. And in October, I went to two of your town hall meetings, Mr. Gray. And at the second one in Ward 2, I asked you to come to my school and you could see the problems that go on there. And I got your events coordinator's email, and I tried to contact you and him, but I have not gotten any adequate responses. You promised me you'd come to my school, and you did not you said you didn't understand why my principal, Mr. Pope, was taken away. But we have not gotten any word from you, and our school is still in turmoil. Your chancellor has decided to take away the current administration that's there that has brought the school down. And now she has to decide who is the interim principal and the final principal. I need you to help us, Mr. Gray. She can't make this decision on her own. You are the mayor, and you have more say than her. You need to help her get Mr. Pope back, or at least somebody that can do a great job. Mr. Pope, everyone knows he can do it. And when people have asked me in the media, has Mr. Gray come to your school yet? Has he come to help your school yet? I don't tell them straight out no. I don't tell them that I don't think he's going to do it. I say that I believe you are a man of integrity, and I hope that you would keep to your word and come to my school, because you promised me, Mr. Gray. And I really need you to think about it and talk to your chancellor so we can get Mr. Pope back. She's supposed to make a decision sometime this week to find our new principal for the rest of the school year. I'd really like to see Mr. Pope back on Monday, and I'd really like to see him as the final principal.
What I also said, as you remember, and that is, I did say, I don't understand why Mr. Pope was taken out. But I also said one other thing that you may remember. That is, I don't want to be the chancellor of the schools. That's why we hire a chancellor to make those decisions. Because if the mayor starts undermining the people that work for the mayor, then the mayor's going to wind up running all of those agencies. So that is a statement I made. And you were at the first town hall meeting we had in Ward 5. And I think you were at the one over Ward 3, also in St. Columbus. So that was a statement that I made that night. I've talked to the chancellor repeatedly about this, and you're right. She has now indicated to me that she's working with the parents there. I think that there was a meeting tonight with the Hardy parents. Is that right?
Yes.
There was a meeting tonight, and the purpose of that was to understand from the parents exactly the qualities that they want to see in the principal. There will be an interim principal who will finish out the year at Hardy, and then there will be a new principal that will be appointed, a principal that will be appointed for the school year that will begin in September. If you don't rely upon the people who work for you, then you really are going to have a chaotic government. And frankly, if you lose faith in somebody who's working for you, you don't go and do the job for them, you get somebody else who can do the job. So I want to support this chancellor. She's on a pathway to try to solve this. She has my support. I'm looking forward. I met with her this afternoon, and I'm looking forward to getting the report from her tomorrow on what the outcome was of the meeting with the parents tonight. But I think that there will be a new interim principal at Hardy starting next week, because what you've had at Hardy is a principal who's been splitting her time between two schools. I think it's Hyde as well as Hardy. And that is a difficult proposition. That would put anybody to the test. So the idea, first and foremost, is to get a principal in there on an interim basis who will be full-time at Hardy.
How would you describe his response?
His response was similar to when he was running for mayor. Disappointing to me in a lot of respects. Claims not to, he doesn't want to micromanage. I don't see it as micromanagement when he is the only outlet, the only voice that parents have to go to appeal any kind of poor decisions that the chancellor makes or the school administration, the individual school administrations make. He's at the top of the food chain in every respect here. Since we have no elected school board, he's the only outlet that parents have when they're feeling disenfranchised, when they're feeling slapped out or left out of the process of selecting a principal like they have been when they decided to remove Pope. No parental input on the selection of Nuremberg originally. And now, it wouldn't surprise me if they had token parental input on a selection of a new mayor, of a new principal, even on an interim basis, because they've already said Pope is not an option. Well, if Mr. Pope's not an option and you're in a crisis mode, what are you going to do? Bring in, if you got a football team who knows his football players, and they remove that coach, you're going to bring in a basketball coach to coach that team through the rest of the season? No, you got to get somebody who's familiar with the system, the players, everybody involved to be able to make any kind of success out of the rest of that season. That's why a lot of coaches, they promote an assistant coach. Owners get rid of a coach and they put an assistant in there because they know the players, they know the system, they know what buttons to push to get the best out of them. In this case, wouldn't surprise me, they just bring some other outsider and introduce another foreign body to that teacher force and that student force, because they, for whatever reason, have something that they do not want Pope in there to the benefit of those kids and those teachers. This is a wasted school year. That's what bothers me more than anything else. They continue on this pattern of just dismissing parents and dismissing the interests of the teachers and dismissing the students. This is a wasted school year. And this is unfortunate in this time when we're supposed to be rehabbing this, rehabbing this whole school system, to do that kind of a thing. Unconscionable. I'm looking for a mayor that's got some vision. I'm looking for a mayor that defines what his vision is for reforming the school system, basing on what's going on in the 21st century. He talked about in there the knowledges and skill sets of the jobs that are available to that are in the marketplace today, and DC residents aren't qualified for it. Well, then craft an education system that is directly related to solving that problem of preparing them for those jobs. Stop micromanaging. You know how you want to micromanage? Get the vision out there of where you're going with this school system and make sense of what decisions are being made, and that's not happening. Don't see it happen. Don't expect it, because this chancellor and this whole reform in the last 3 or 4 years is so short-sighted, and they continue on that. I was hoping that this mayor saw something a little bit deeper than that and says, we're going to change the direction towards preparing our students for the 21st century. Now, you had a model school here at Hardy that was on the way to doing that, and then you just tinkered with that model, messed with it dramatically, and just dropped it down there at the level, you know, of an unsatisfactory, non-performing level compared to the way it used to be. And that, it just bothers me. I'm not even sure what I'm going to do about next year. I don't know what else to say. I wasn't pleased with what I heard. And then I tried to talk to the mayor directly afterwards. I did talk to him directly afterwards, but he feels like he's micromanaging. I don't see it as micromanaging when you're directing an employee to look at the whole picture here. Solve the immediate problem. If they can't see quite, don't have the quite vision, then it's incumbent on you as the subordinate or the superior to put your vision in there, to make the vision clear, to help guide the subordinate in the direction you want them to take. Take a holistic approach and move the decision in the direction that is the right thing to do by those kids and by those teachers. And until that happens, you know, I don't know. I'm not very hopeful of the whole school system.
Eric Woods, just I wanted to continue with the sports analogy for 1 second.
They want us to get out of here.
Maybe one last question. Was the sports analogy, was Patrick Pope fired because of losing seasons? Was Hardy not performing?
No, Hardy was performing, and performing well, especially across this city. You know, we are in the poor performing school, one of the most poor performing school districts around in the country. But within this city, this was the standard for middle schools. And yeah, he was performing for 10 years running. And so, but why he's removed, we've never heard that answer. We never heard that answer, that story.
One more. Miranda, you spoke, a number of others were speaking with Mayor Gray after the town hall tonight. Miranda came away. First of all, I tried to speak with Mayor. As Miranda spoke with Mayor Gray, I tried to bring a microphone, and Mayor Gray was very upset at that and refused to talk on mic.
Yeah, thank you for what you had to say, and I hope you understood what I had to say. I was just, come on, Peter, cut that off. Let me talk to her, all right?
Important public discussion.
Come on, Peter.
No?
I've always treated you very respectfully.
Yeah, me too. No,
I just want to talk to her for a minute, okay?
Yeah, but she's speaking on behalf of a lot of students.
Okay. Well, I've answered that question, didn't I?
She had a follow-up.
Okay. All right. Thank you.
In your conversation, Miranda came away very upset. What was said?
He just reiterated that all these parents want Mr. Pope back. And he seems to believe he's just going to leave it up to the chancellor to decide who's going to be the best. But he wants us, he thinks that we are all focused on just getting one person specifically back at the helm, and then we want him for the long-term solution. Well, the reality is, in a crisis, he's got to be the one. He's the only one that can pull together and salvage the year. If you want to deal with the long-term issues, we'll deal with the long-term issues and give some parents input on who the long-term person is. I think those are two separate questions. He seems to believe we all see him tied as one.
Thanks, Eric Woods.
Mm-hmm. Thank you.